it's just a very little known story that there was resistance during the war. The idea that the sort of Jewish population of Europe just lay down and died is sort of a piece of propaganda that put out by the Germans because they were trying to put these people down. But actually, you know, there was huge resistance.
Actor Daniel Craig is perhaps most famous for his portrayal of Agent 007 in the James Bond movies. But his latest film, Defiance, is based on the true story of the Bielski brothers, who led a resistance against the Nazis during the Second World War. Reflecting on his role as Tuvia Bielski, Craig considers the impact of the film and its complex story of survival and courage. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Oliver and Elizabeth Stanton Foundation. I'm your host, Elisa Fishman. Every other week, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. Recorded during a recent press conference for the film Defiance, here's actor Daniel Craig.
Well, Tuvia Bielski is one of four brothers who's Belarusian, and it's the beginning of the Second World War, and their family's killed, they're wiped out, and so is most of their community because they're Jewish. So they run away, basically, run into the forest to survive, he and his brothers, and they end up taking revenge. They start a pocket of resistance to fight the German army with guerrilla tactics, but in the process, people start leaving the ghetto, and they start coming into the forest because they hear about these brothers that are surviving, these Jewish brothers, and these are non-fighters, they're women and children, they're elderly people, and they survive the war. They survive the war for 4 years in the forest. Not only do they survive, they create a community. What's so remarkable about this story is that I think the instinct of the brothers, and certainly of I think of Tuvia, the way we play it, is that all he wants to do is run away and hide. But they didn't do that. They did more than that. They sort of, you know, he created a community and they existed on a proper level. I mean, I can't imagine myself or anybody else in a situation like that, really deep down. And the journey there is what interested me about how they got to that point. What occurred was just extraordinary on so many levels, because the fact of it is that 1,200 people walked out of this forest at the end of the war and survived. So that's the act of heroism. And we had a screening just recently in New York with a lot of the descendants, like the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I think that's really the sort of final point of this movie, is that they lived, and they got out. And it's a very inspirational story for that reason.
Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every other week to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org, and follow the prompts to the Voices on Antisemitism survey to let us know what you think. At our website, you can also listen to Voices on Genocide Prevention, a podcast series on contemporary genocide.